Welcome to Your Money Matters, a personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday morning, September 11th. I'm Hank Weisbecker. This time, is it worth it to pay for a life coach and why lying could help you avoid identity theft? Looking to get your life on track? You may be considering hiring a life coach. But before you shell out the money, there are a few things you should know. MarketWatch reporter Elizabeth O'Brien says unlike doctors or lawyers, life coaches are not licensed professionals.
There's a low barrier to entry to the profession. Anyone can sort of set up shop on the strength of her charisma, call herself a coach. And in this age of social media, a lot of people are doing just that.
It can also be hard to get a life coach to tell you exactly what to do.
Life coaches will say they don't give advice. What their MO is they try to lead the client. The client has the resources internally, and a good coach's job is to lead the client to his or her own conclusions.
O'Brien says a life coach can also have a financial incentive to keep a relationship going beyond the point where it has become unproductive.
A good coach, just like a good therapist, will set some boundaries around the engagement, as it's called. There might be a fixed time that's set from the beginning of the engagement. And then after that, you really have to do some hard thinking about, you know, whether it makes sense to continue.
And you can go to MarketWatch.com for the complete list of the 10 things life coaches won't tell you. The recent hack of celebrity iCloud accounts has exposed a real problem with the way security questions are used online. Adam Levin of Credit.com explains.
While hacking and the inevitable identity theft that flows from it has become the third certainty in life, you still owe it to yourself to make yourself as safe as you can. The wolves of cybercrime pick off the weakest among us first. Regularly monitoring your credit scores, credit reports, and financial accounts can help you detect trouble more quickly and get to work on recovering from the experience. But smart account security can make you a less attractive target for hackers. So what should you do? Lie through your teeth. Lie like you were in a nose-growing contest with Pinocchio. If the recent flood of hacked celebrity nude photos taught us anything, it's that security questions must always be answered with lies. When creating answers to your security questions, it's all about consistency, not veracity. If the question is, what was your high school mascot, don't use your actual high school mascot, because with things like Facebook, it's not hard to figure out where you went to high school or what the school's mascot was. Pick a random animal no one ever heard of, and you'll never forget. Of course, it would be ideal if all the places we go online used better authentication protocols, and that's where things are headed. But in the meantime, whether you sext or not, consider the lie. Have some fun with where you were born, or who your favorite guitarist is, all the while keeping the wolves at bay, or at least out of your personal files. I'm Adam Levin of Credit.com, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Hank Weisbecker at the Wall Street Journal.